WSJK, ESPN 93.5, Tuscola, Champaign-Urbana, your home for the St. Louis Cardinals.
COVID carries the torch. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. A few months before the Summer Olympics in Tokyo, delayed by a year by the pandemic, organizers have canceled part of the Olympic torch relay through Japan after a rise in coronavirus cases there. The Winter Olympics are next year in China, and there is a much different issue hanging over those games. Fox's Simon Owen explains live.
Dave, China is pushing back after the State Department said the U.S. is talking with allies about a joint approach to China and its human rights record. That includes how to handle the upcoming Winter Olympics in Beijing. Rights groups are suggesting a boycott. China's foreign ministry says that kind of protest would not be accepted by the world. It says boycotting the Olympics goes against the spirit of the Games and would hurt athletes' interests. Dave?
Simon, President Biden says he respects Major League Baseball moving the All-Star game from Atlanta to Denver. Protesting Georgia's new election law, he says, restricts voting.
The best way to deal with this is for Georgia and other states to smarten up.
But Republican Georgia Governor Brian Kemp says it's a lie the new law restricts voting. He claims it expands it and tells the Fox News Rundown podcast moving the game hurts small businesses.
Specifically in the metro Atlanta area, where the population, by the way, is 51% black. And when you're moving the game to a state like Colorado where they're, 10% African Americans there, very condescending for the league to do that.
Back to the president. He wants all adults eligible for the COVID vaccine 12 days from now, boasting we've had more shots in arms than any other country.
That should give us real hope. But we can't let it make us complacent.
He worries about virus variants, and nearly half of all recent COVID cases are in just five states: Florida, Michigan, New York, New Jersey, and Pennsylvania. America's listening to Fox News.
Cleanliness and safety are essential to the success of any business. That's why Cintas has introduced our Total Clean program, a one-of-a-kind service that includes scheduled deliveries of essential cleaning supplies, hygienically cleaned uniforms, and on-site sanitizer and disinfectant services to help eliminate germs. Learn what the Cintas Total Clean program can do for you. Visit Cintas.com and get ready for the workday.
Woke culture is threatening our freedoms and even our police. Now, Grant Stinchfield exposes woke's secret agenda and its hidden players. Watch Stinchfield at 8 p.m. Eastern tonight on Newsmax TV as he reveals the dangers. Stinchfield gives you the cold, hard truth you need to know. Find Newsmax TV on all major cable systems or get it free on Roku, YouTube, Zumo, Pluto, and smart TVs. Download the free Newsmax app on your smartphone. Woke is dangerous, so watch Stinchfield on Newsmax tonight.
They're getting ready for day eight of Derek Chauvin's trial in Minneapolis, the fired police officer charged with murder and George Floyd's death last year.
Use of force instructor Minneapolis Police Sergeant Johnny Mercil told jurors Tuesday that officers are taught to restrain combative suspects with a knee to their back or shoulders if necessary, and told to stay away from the neck when possible.
Say, for example, the subject was under control and handcuffed, would this be authorized?
I would say no.
The placement of Derek Chauvin's knee remains a point of contention between the defense and prosecution based on varying images from different cameras. During George Floyd's arrest last May, several other police experts also testified on use of force and medical response training as week two of the former officer's murder trial continues. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
Several dozen San Francisco schools may not be renamed. Upon further review, the Board of Education has suspended the plan to rebrand schools. Some critics say were named for people with racist or sexist or otherwise controversial pasts, including George Washington, Thomas Jefferson, and Abraham Lincoln. Then there's Christopher Columbus. The holiday named for him has been renamed in a lot of places in recent years, like Philadelphia, a change being taken to court.
The lawsuit argues the executive order by Mayor Jim Kenney is discriminatory. Italian Sons and Daughters of America President Basil Russo wants all ethnic groups to have a chance to celebrate.
We respect their rights to take pride in their heritage and their accomplishments, and we choose to do the same and expect that they would show us the same respect.
But Philadelphia and other cities have questioned Columbus's legacy of conquering Native people. The mayor called the lawsuit a meritless political ploy, one that will waste precious resources. Rob Dawson, Fox News.
On Wall Street, stock futures are mixed. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
All right, we begin our 8 o'clock hour on ESPN 93.5, our three-day weather forecast from the National Weather Service.
Looking good. Another mild day for us, Stevie. Gusty winds will be developing up to 30 miles per hour. Maybe a stray shower or a thunderstorm possible, but showers are expected this evening, even some thunder, low 58 into the evening tonight. Up to 64 tomorrow, down to 49, especially showers in the morning, windy conditions. Morning clouds and afternoon sunshine with a high 72 expected on Friday. We're currently at 60 on ESPN 93.5.
All right, we're talking a little elections here this morning. We don't know everything because we still have, I guess, a couple of thousand ballots to process. We had some ballots accepted in the drop boxes till 7 p.m. last night, and so I guess those have to be tabulated. So to know, absolutely, some of the races I think are, you know, white enough to know, but some of these other little ones that are not very many votes at all, 100 votes is a bunch. A whole bunch of these areas in Champaign County, you know, had vote margins in some cases tied. I think one of the trustees in the third spot are tied. So every vote certainly does count, particularly when you're trying to get it going with counting them all. Mr. Savoy trustee Larry Canfer, are you awake, sir?
I am. It was a long night. I'm awake. Awake and excited about the new days.
Yeah, I heard the fireworks and the balloons were released. I was asleep, but I heard all of that in the campaign headquarters of Mr. Canfer. So, hey, listen, so what, tell me, because you're a trustee at Savoy, looks like you're the leading vote getter. Congratulations.
Thank you. It's looking that way.
Now, again, but remember, Larry, because we're not that far in age, that when we had an election and the next day we had the results, what the heck?
Well, what year are we in?
Yeah.
I think it's 1950. Oh, I'm sorry. It's 2021. Yeah, it's really tough because for some reason the I think the website's still broken. Last I checked, and it doesn't seem to be anywhere. There's some unofficial stuff that the clerk's office put up on Facebook, but
how can the website be broken? This was a very lightly attended election. I don't understand stuff like that.
Maybe too many votes.
I don't understand any of this. I don't know why. I mean, I feel 90 when I say in the old days when we walked to school in the snow barefoot backward with 100 mile an hour winds. But man, why don't we just stay up and count all the votes and then go to bed?
Well, I think bedtime was calling because it's just very peculiar. But anyway, we'll know someday.
Okay. All right. So what does it
for
mean?
The official.
What does it mean? Savoy has got it going on. How many live in Savoy now?
It's about almost 9,000.
You worked very hard to become a trustee. You knocked on a lot of doors. Why did you want to be a trustee in Savoy?
Well, Savoy is a... it can seem like a sleepy little village. You don't hear a whole lot about Savoy. People think of Savoy oftentimes as a place to go through to get to the theaters or Walmart or the airport. But it really is a lot more, going door to door. People are so excited about their community. It's just really amazing when you talk to people how they feel connected. Now, the issue, I'd love to kind of help to solidify and embrace the fact that we're a community and to help to give Savoy a sense of place with, whether it's community events or the physical structure of Savoy to bring it into Champaign-Urbana-Savoy as the wording.
Weren't you like I mean, the effort you put into to being a trustee again was very impressive, but you just left no stone unturned. You worked that hard at it, and to want to help that much, we all know how highly paid you are as a Savoy trustee, so it's mind-boggling that you care that much about your town, Larry.
Well, I just really I loved meeting people, and I just enjoyed going door-to-door, finding out what people's issues are, and that really makes a difference, you know. It actually made my day better when I talked to people, especially after this last year. And, of course, it was all very safe from, like, 12 feet away from the doorbell.
Right. Well, they knew who you are from your work as a photographer. They knew you, I would think. I mean, you're kind of like this.
Film. Well, all right.
So, you're kind of Matthew McConaughey. I mean, you're all right. You're a celebrity. I mean, you're Larry Canfor. You're the greatest photographer on earth. And here you are knocking on their door saying, I want to support our and represent our community. So good for you on all your effort. And are you working on a festival, or were you working before pandemic?
Festival.
Is it coming back? Is it coming?
I hope so. We can't do it this year, but the whole idea of the Human Festival was to get people connected to each other, not by technology, and of course after this year, not by Zoom, but literally get people together. And so I think there's a whole lot less conflict. I think a lot of the conflict in the world is because people don't see each other face to face. And so you could say something that may or may not be true, and intentions elevate. Why not have a festival where basically where it's not about corn, you know, it's not about harvest.
Yeah.
It's about connecting with your neighbor, whatever their opinions or beliefs are, and talking and embracing your community. Anyway, that's
such a fresh idea. Such a fresh idea to talk, because I was thinking what you were thinking. I'm thinking I'll just text you. I won't talk to you. We gotta have city council and village trustee meetings where you just text each other. We're much more comfortable. I mean, anyway, Larry, good luck. I had a quick
Savoy question. On the ballot for Savoy was about home rule, and it looks like no was 51% and yes was 48%. What does home rule and all that mean? I'm sorry.
Okay, well, it's hard to know whether it passed or failed, because we don't. There are some discussions that it did fail, but then I've heard that it passed. Until all the votes are... It's ridiculous, but home rule is giving the Savoy trustees, six of them, the right to add a tax if you want to add a sales tax or a gas tax or whatever, and put that money where they want. And I believe the voters should have the right to do that. Tax is one of the things that it's everyone's kind of hot button.
Yeah.
And why not let the voters decide, rather than six people who may or may not be in office when a tax comes? You may get people in office and that want to just keep adding taxes.
Well, I think they used to call it a Politburo, didn't they? I think, yeah, the Politburo used to listen. I think the people. I mean, shouldn't the people decide on a tax? I think
sure.
Okay, Mr. Trustee, we appreciate your time this morning. Congratulations on all your hard work, Larry Canfor is the leading vote getter, Savoy trustee. And again, Savoy's in better shape this morning. Thank you for your time.
And thank you. And thanks to everybody in Savoy. It's a great place. It's a great place.
Yep. I concur, my friend. Talk soon. Thank you, Larry. That's Larry Canfor, ESPN 93.5.
Heather Maganin, Mangan, and AJ Ruggieri are all the other top.
AJ Ruggieri's tied, though. Yeah. That third spot's tied at 380,
okay, gotcha.
Right? There's only three.
Right, but votes still being tabulated from what we understand
in
our county.
But that third spot is definitely in play if they're tied.
Right.
And there's so it's
and
not.
One thing inside the next half an hour, I'm talking with Jim Goss about the office of recorder, and should that be eliminated and combined with the clerk?
Okay.
And that's, a tight race right now.
Quick sports headline coming up. There's a lot of glass on your car, and sometimes stuff happens. You might need a new window on the driver's side, or your windshield has been cracked and is getting getting worse, or maybe you're driving down the road and something hits your windshield, causing it to chip. American Eagle Auto Glass in Champaign and Danville can help. They're local, they're reasonably priced, and they don't treat you like a number. You're their customer. American Eagle Auto Glass is certified by the Auto Glass Safety Council, ensuring they do it the right way and the safe way. Visit them at AmericanEagleAutoGlass.com. Here's the deal. When you combine State Farm home and auto insurance, you save an average of $889. State Farm agent Kurt Lenshaw is ready to help you combine home and auto and save right here in Champaign-Urbana. Call 352-1411 today. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Average annual per household savings based on a 2019 national survey by State Farm of new policyholders who reported savings by switching to State Farm. Here's what people are saying about PDR Automotive in Urbana. The following reviews are from actual customers in the last 5 months. They were kind and helpful. They offered a very thorough evaluation. Their staff was friendly and attentive. They were quick, reasonably priced, and kept me informed during the process. They did a great job with what I requested. They were very professional, and it was a great overall experience. If you're looking for an honest automobile mechanic that will fix your car the first time, visit PDR Automotive on Cunningham Avenue in Urbana.
Your Fighting Illini men's basketball team are the reigning Big Ten tournament champions. Stop by Game Day Spirit to pick up your championship merchandise. They have the official locker room tees and hats, as well as other t-shirts and hoodies. Items like pennants, koozies, lanyards, and more are also available. These items will go fast, so make sure you get your Big Ten tournament championship gear now at Game Day Spirit, located at the corner of Neal and Kirby in Champaign and 6th and Green in Campustown, or online at GameDaySpirit.com.
It's Diane Ducey. I recently posted on social media about my weight loss profile developed by doctors. It takes the guesswork out of weight loss. It's simple and effective, and a certified health coach is with you every step of the way. If you put on some weight during COVID-19, I get it. You can take it off. Profileplan.com with the code DD. Call 217-403-9080 and mention Diane Ducey, or you can go to social media and look up Profile by Sanford in Champaign. Lose the weight and keep it off. Profile by Sanford.
Yeah, Profile by Sanford.
I'm 50 pounds down
for Diane Ducey with Profile by Sanford. Here we go, sports headlines.
That's profileplan.com with that code DD if you want a free consultation, maybe a discount, Diane Ducey discount. We had the St. Louis Cardinals beating Miami 4-2 yesterday. The Cardinals have a 3-10 start here on ESPN 93.5. It's preempted the drive most of the week. They'll be back on Friday, so that'll be cool. 1:20 start over on US 105.9, so my country show that starts at 9 will be shortened. We had Milwaukee over the Cubs 4-0 yesterday. Chicago White Sox over Seattle 10-4. NBA action had the Bulls over the Pacers 113-97. Minnesota and Indianapolis for the Pacers at 6. Blackhawks over the Dallas Stars 4-2. Vegas is in St. Louis tonight. We have Io DeSumo at 6'4", 21-year-old, 22nd prospect now.
22 or 3?
22 is okay. What I read.
Well, I think it varies.
Draft.
I saw one where he wasn't in the first round. I know he'll be the first round. So
right. He offered an interview on The Jump yesterday, and he averages 20 points, 6 rebounds, and 5 assists.
Well, we hope that he has a wonderful, wonderful NBA career. Io DeSumo. All right, tax refund is more than extra cash in your pocket. It provides an opportunity to improve your financial fitness. BC Wealth Management can help you guide you with expert advice and innovative products and services. We got another month here to get everything filed, but if you have a refund, hopefully you've already got that in and hopefully you got your refund. But the average refund is $3,000. What do you want to do with that? Add to your emergency fund, pay off debt, save for retirement, save for a down payment, invest in your current home. Let Busey Wealth Management help. Visit the Resource Center at Busey.com and take advantage of financial calculators, assessments, and education tools. Whether saving for retirement or college, Busey Wealth Management provides the support and resources you need to help achieve your financial goals. Visit any Busey location, call 800-67-BUSEY
or visit busey.com today. Investment products and services are not FDIC insured, may lose value, no bank guarantee. 819, time for your ESPN 93.5 3-day forecast from the National Weather Service.
Gusty winds developing, some clouds and sun, becoming mostly cloudy this afternoon, and a stray shower is possible. Today's high 79 and 58 are low tonight. Only up to 64 tomorrow, down to 49, 72 the high on Friday. We're expecting showers and windy conditions for tomorrow. Temperatures currently at 61 on ESPN 93.5.
Yeah, did you see that poll where 58% of Americans say they'd vote for The Rock for president? 58% felt the same way about Matthew McConaughey.
That's right.
Governor of Texas. Celebrities, I mean, if you have 225 million following you on Instagram, would you not have an electoral advantage if you're The Rock? I think he'd get in there and just spin his wheels and say, this isn't any fun. I can't do anything. All right, 820 ESPN 93.5.
I'm Elizabeth McDonald, and this is the Fox Business Report.
J.P. Morgan Chase CEO Jamie Dimon believes the U.S. could be seeing an economic boom through 2023 if more adults get vaccinated and federal spending continues. Dimon's comments came in his annual letter to shareholders. The U.S. trade deficit rose to a record in February, $71 billion. The 4.8% increase is more than expected. Logistics company XPO says it has more than 1,400 jobs available in the U.S. for commercial truck drivers and dock workers. It needs the employees to meet growing demand. Target is committing to spend $2 billion with Black-owned businesses by the year 2025. It will add products for more than 500 companies across a variety of categories. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Cosola, invested in you.
Connect to Fox News Audio and the Fox News app. Listen to hear your favorite hosts like Brian Kilmeade, Jimmy Fallon, and Guy Benson standing up for what's right live and via podcast. Just click listen, then swipe right and hear the latest news updates on your time. And scroll down to hear the latest podcasts from Fox News. And it's even easier to listen in the car with Apple CarPlay and Android Auto. Get programming alerts and notifications. Fox News Audio is on the Fox News app, the voices America trusts. Download it now.
Believe it or not, you can sell a home fast with no stress. Stevie J here. Talk to my friend Nate Evans of the Nate Evans Group with eXp Realty and ask about his immediate cash offer. No showings, no open houses, no hassles, just cash. Connect with Nate at nateevansgroup.com.
Who knows what evil lurks in the heart of your home appliance? Is your washing machine about to pump water onto your new hardwood floor?
Oh, no!
Is your refrigerator about to give up the ghost, costing you hundreds in spoiled meat?
That might also stink.
Now imagine, if you will, that home appliance is 4 years old, maybe three, heaven forbid only two.
Oh, the humanity of it all!
If only there was a local store that sold new appliances and fixed them as well.
I'm Dennis Reakin, owner and chairman of Dick Van Dyke Appliance World. We've been repairing appliances in Central Illinois since 1977. Our own technicians, our own parts department, and most appliances come with our free 10-year protection plan.
Dick Van Dyke Appliance World, you saved me.
There you have it, Dick Van Dyke Appliance World. Not just an appliance store, a store that fixes what ails your home appliance.
Wow!
Dick Van Dyke Appliance World, when you buy from us,
During challenging times, family and health come first. This is Eric Boland with Provident Financial Group. Many of us have spent the past year feeling a little bit out of control. There are steps you can take to help plan for a better financial future. Now's the time to take action and create a financial plan that's right for you. Contact us today at 217-366-3456 or find us online at providentfinancialgroupllc.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network, member FINRA, SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
All right, ESPN 93.5, word is 823. Is the Cooner there? Mike, are you there?
I'm here.
Mike Coon, ace broadcaster, all-around good guy. How you been?
I'm doing okay, yeah.
Nice to Monticello man, aren't you?
I am, yes.
Yeah, good old sages.
Oh, were you on the ballot yesterday, too?
I was on the ballot yesterday. Running unopposed, so nothing dramatic.
No, you know why? Nobody wants to run against Coon. No way. Hot Rod, the Hot Rod Power Tour. Tell me about that.
Well, it's back. This will be the fourth time that the Hot Rod Power Tour has been in Champaign. The third time at the grounds of the State Farm Center. The only time that it wasn't was during construction. And we had a very successful tour in 2015 out at Parkland College. And it seems, you know, they keep coming back to us because we keep setting records in terms of numbers of cars there. The last time that they were here in 2017, they had over 4,000 classic cars and souped up, you know, hot rods. And they get treated right here in Champaign, and we get great crowds, and so they continue to come back.
Well, that people like it.
That's what I
would conclude.
And to me, it's nice to have that final day on August 27th, because then you get people dining and staying overnight, right, Mike?
Absolutely, and you know, it just we didn't plan it this way, but it so happens that it's the night before our first home football game against Nebraska.
Mm.
That game was originally supposed to be in Ireland, and so when we were working on the dates, we were planning for the football team to be out of town. So
right,
this
right.
becomes kind of a kickoff to the weekend, which is, you know, that'll be a big weekend because that's technically week zero in the college football world, so there's very few games, and so a lot of the attention will be on Memorial Stadium on that Saturday, and so this becomes kind of a kickoff to that weekend.
Mike Kuhn, how do people find out more? Visit Champaign County? How do they get there?
They can visit Champaign County, but hotrod.com/events, particularly for this event, which is Friday, August 27th.
Excellent.
Hey, I hope it goes well, my friend. Good to hear your voice.
Absolutely. Great talking to you.
All right, Mike Kuhn, visit ChampaignCounty.org or hotrod.com/events if you want to know more about that.
Nice.
Hot Rod Power Tour coming right before Illinois beats Nebraska.
That's right.
Here. Matt Riggs is in studio.
It's Beer Day.
Unbelievable.
April 7th is Beer Day, Matt.
What do you got down the street there? What do I call it again, Matt? What's your place?
Well, it's a really easy name. It's just Riggs Beer Company. My name, my product, and company at the end.
Riggs Beer Company is down the street. So how in the world did you get into beer?
Well, the long story short is, growing up on a small family farm here, we wanted to be able to add value to the grain that we grow, rather than just sell it as a commodity to the grain elevator and take whatever price they give us, which is usually low. Although right now we've seen a nice rally in the markets, mm-hmm. but it's always up and down. My brother and I thought many, many years ago, hey, how cool would it be if we vertically integrated that grain all the way to the end consumer?
Barley or something?
Yeah,
Okay, so and so your dad bought you a bathtub and you got a stick and you started stirring, or how does that work?
That's not actually close to how that went. It took a lot more preparation.
That's Paul Newman's story.
Okay,
Stevie.
All right.
The tough thing is the brewing part is difficult enough, but we actually have to grow barley, wheat, and obviously because we use some corn too, but that's pretty easy. But the barley is really a trick to grow here agronomically to a quality that we can then malt and then brew with. So there's like three stages. It's not just the brewing. It's you got to grow it, you got to malt it, and then you got to brew it, and then ultimately you have to sell it, of course.
Does he have as good a voice as I think?
I know, Matt. You
world?
Should be on radio.
I mean, you got it going on, man. You don't live far from here.
I mean, Dennis, your dad, of course, Sydney Dairy Barn.
Are you tired of how many people know Dennis Riggs?
I've been tired of it since I was about 10.
I was going to say. And have you helped him come out as far as being more talkative and not being shy? Because he's kind of a shy man.
He is probably the most well-known, well-liked guy that I know. And it's borderline been annoying sometimes because it's been like, hey, you know, I know your dad.
Are you a Jeep guy, Matt?
I am a Jeep guy.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Always have been. Right now, though, my wife and I are just driving the company van. We're kind of focused on the brewery,
that's
so
good.
Maybe in a few more years, I might buy an old Jeep again and get back to my
How
roots.
How are things at Riggs?
Well, 2020 was a rough year.
Yeah, sure,
for everybody.
I mean, when you have the government telling you not to go drink beer or go out, I mean, how do you sell stuff and how do you make it?
Yeah, we hung on. We shifted into canning our products.
Okay.
That was something, we were draft only until the pandemic hit. And that's not a good model to be.
Well, that could be better going forward, having the ability to get a six pack and take it home.
Yes, I think so.
Although you like people coming out, right?
We like people coming out. The margins on the cans are really low. And right now there's a can shortage because there's all this supply chain stuff across every industry, prices are going up. Everything's kind of weird.
Yeah.
But I don't want to complain because we're able to shift to some wholesale business. And although 2020 will probably go down as our worst year ever, I hope.
Yeah.
It didn't take us out. And
you hung in there.
We hung in there. And 2021's already showing that there's pent-up demand and people are ready to get back out and, you know, in a responsible way and interact. And, yeah. And so it's been a good start to 2021, to be honest.
Last question. What makes a good beer?
To me, it's balance and drinkability.
Hmm.
You can get extreme flavor very easily. You could homebrew a beer tomorrow with extreme flavor with no practice, and you'd be like, yeah, that's okay. I dumped a whole bunch of chocolate cocoa nibs in it. And mm-hmm, it's a very good mm-hmm. cocoa note.
Hmm.
To me, what's really hard is to make a flavorful beer that's yet, you know, still balanced and drinkable, and you kind of have to say, whoa, I've had two of these. I want two more, but like,
I see.
It's school night, so let's wrap it up. That is the mark of a good beer to me, drinkability.
Okay. And so you're probably one of the real snooty guys that can go to the places, taste their beer, and go, this is garbage.
I try not to do that.
But
do
you're
that.
Pretty good at it.
Internally. I keep my comments internally mostly. Yeah.
But you're pretty good at it.
Well, it's my profession.
You have to be.
I should be.
Exactly.
Yeah. You're good at radio.
Yeah, exactly.
Well,
and when I go to a wedding reception and I hear the DJ's choices of music, it really aggravates me. But anyway, it's beer day,
yep.
And we're glad to hear from you, Matt. And thanks for telling us what's going on in the beer world.
Your good work. How do people connect with you, or how do they find out more information about Riggs Beer?
Well, I think, you know, we're getting ready to revamp our website, so riggsbeer.com is going to look pretty new and fresh here pretty soon, but Facebook's probably our best way where we keep it updated. We do some Instagram stuff, but I don't even have Instagram, so I'm not sure what we're posting on there, but the Facebook posts are pretty good. So.
All right, so Larry says the beer is wonderful, the people out there are even more amazing. I love how they're trying to be self-sustainable, solar panels,
right.
Great asset. Andy in Thomasboro says Riggs is great.
Thanks, Andy.
So your brother and cousin, you paid them. It's nice.
Andy Riggs in Thomasboro.
No, it wasn't Riggs. No, listen, you're good local guys.
How about events? I mean, you used to have that wide open space for parties and stuff like that.
That's a great question. We are hopeful that this summer we'll be able to get back to doing like our Riggs Fest and then this fall Oktoberfest. We haven't officially booked anything yet because we do fall under and we do follow all the guidelines.
Sure.
But the trend lines, as you guys know, are going in the right directions. I'm very hopeful that soon we'll be able to get back to that.
We want our lives back, man.
Yeah.
Matt Riggs, thanks for dropping by, my friend.
Yeah, tell us the location real quick. I know Wendell's back in the day.
Yeah, the old TK Wendell's for all you old Champaign County folks. But if you're new to town, 1901 South High Cross Road here in beautiful Southeast Urbana.
That's excellent. It. Would you want to run by and voice a few commercials for us?
Exactly.
We can talk. I'm expensive.
Okay.
Yeah. I know you are. Do you have that six-pack of Bud Light you can give
them? Hey, easy.
Exactly. I'm not going to have that.
Anyway, Matt, nice to see you.
Thanks, guys.
News. I'm Chris Foster. Of all the new coronavirus cases reported in the last week in the U.S., 44% are in five states: Florida, New York, New Jersey, Pennsylvania, and Michigan, with the highest rate of new infections in the country.
The U.S. added more than 61,000 new COVID cases in the past 24 hours, as the country is just shy of 557,000 COVID deaths. The CDC says nearly 80% of school staff and child care workers has had at least one dose of the COVID vaccine. Arizona's attorney general has ruled that counties can keep enforcing mask mandates despite the governor's order blocking them.
Fox's Tanya J. Powers. Georgia Republicans claim new voting laws are about election integrity, not suppressing Democrats' votes. Atlanta's mayor isn't taking any chances.
Mayor Keisha Lance Bottoms is ordering city officials to come up with plans to reach out to voters to help them understand how to register to vote, how to vote, when to vote, and the like.
Fox's Evan Brown. America's listening to Fox News.
Ensuring peace of mind, expanding business, building strong communities. Realize your financial dreams with Busey Bank. For more than 150 years, Busey's built a foundation of broad financial capabilities, vast knowledge, and close relationships that span generations. You can realize your best future. Busey's right beside you. Member FDIC.
I'm Sam Banks from Don Moyer Boys and Girls Club. For many years, our Great Futures Dinner has brought friends of the club together to celebrate the positive impact the club is making on the lives of kids who need it most. This year's dinner will be virtual. With your help, we'll be able to continue serving over 100 kids each school day with their online learning and a connection to caring adults. Join us virtually on April 8th starting at 6 p.m. Jennifer Roscoe is our MC, and we have a special appearance by new Illini football coach Brett Bielma. For details on how to join us, go to dmbgc.org.
The question is simple. Why Sarah Champagne?
Because they have a simple philosophy. Put the customer first.
Why Sarah Champagne?
When you walk in, you are their guest.
Why Sarah Champagne?
Because they respect your time and understand what you want and need.
Why Sarah Champagne?
They carry Honda, BMW, Subaru, Buick, and GMC.
Visit today off Burwash and Savoy or online at sarahchampagne.com.
2 Chronicles 7:14 states, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and I will forgive their sins and will heal their land. Please pray for our nation and our leaders that we may seek the blessings and favor of the Lord. This message brought to you by the Blossom Basket Florist, located on Cunningham and Urbana and at Village at the Crossing in Champaign, the Blossom Basket Florist.
Selling your home doesn't have to be stressful. I'm Diane Ducey. If you want to sell your home and be profitable and virtually stress-free, you need to call Nate Evans of the Nate Evans Group with eXp Realty. Nate can give you an immediate cash offer, which means no showings, no open houses. Just go straight to sold. Or his partnership with Zillow creates demand by getting your home in front of more qualified buyers than anyone else. Getting your home sold fast and for top dollar. Go to NateEvansGroup.com. Visit Dogtown Heating, Air, and Plumbing in Paxton. They're the area's premier Lennox system dealer. With a BBB A-plus rating and accreditation, you can trust their expert technicians to deliver the best heating, cooling, and plumbing services in our area. From maintenance and repairs on any make or model to the highly regarded AC and furnace installations, Dogtown is the name to call to guarantee your comfort for any month of the year. Dogtown Heating, Air, and Plumbing, home of the $79 checkup and plumbing service call. Call 689-2166. Dogtown Heating and Air.
Mow, dig, haul, lift. The versatile Kubota BX Series subcompact tractor does it all. Switching attachments is simple, and a smooth hydrostatic transmission makes for easy operation. The Kubota BX Series, the number one selling subcompact tractor in the U.S. for over 10 years. Talk to your local Kubota dealer today to schedule a demo.
Go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Berkey's, your local Kubota dealer at 2202 South High Cross Road in Urbana.
Here's your weather.
High 79, gusty winds developing. We've got them up to 30 miles per hour from the south. Showers developing also. Could see a stray shower or thunderstorm today. 58 are low into the evening tonight with that rain. Morning showers expected tomorrow. Windy, high 64, low 49. 72 with morning clouds, then afternoon sunshine on Friday. Right now we're at 61 on ESPN 93.5.
You said Jimmy Goss hasn't slept much and he's only had a little coffee and he's a little salty. This is perfect.
Exactly.
Ladies and gentlemen, here he is. He's county board member Jim Goss. How are you?
Stevie J, I'm short of sleep and I've only had a half a cup of coffee or half a pot.
Yeah.
And I'm frustrated.
A little edgy.
And I started yesterday morning at 6 a.m. when my phone started buzzing that the Mahomet Lake of the Woods, which was the only site for Mahomet people to vote at, was not open at 6 o'clock. So the professionals that I know were not able to vote. It took them 45 minutes to get up and running yesterday, which if you're a voter on a consolidated election, that's pretty dang frustrating. And then it ended the night at, you know, midnight when they finally got all the results sort of published in on, you know, what turned out to be only counting about 14,800 votes.
I don't understand. The website apparently isn't. Is it up now?
I can check. I've been trying to get it all night.
It is up. Okay, it's up now.
It is up. I'm looking at actual results. Finally.
Okay, so it's done? They're all counted?
No, there's still supposedly 2,000 vote-by-mail ballots still out. Now,
they're
not all going to get turned in.
The ones in the drop box have been collected. Have those been counted? The ones that they just drop them in.
I would, Obviously, I'm not there, so I can't guarantee that. But okay. I would say, yes, the ones in the Dropbox, the ones that are missing are stuff that's been sent in by mail.
Okay, but
all
but,
you
but,
had
hold
to do
on.
Was have it postmarked yesterday. And so, you know, you could have ballots sprinkle in between now and next Wednesday or Thursday. I think they have 8 or 9 days to... After the election day to count.
Why is it so egregious to just say, hey, less than 3 days after it's done? And then, well, it was U.S. mail. Well, you could have mailed it earlier. I mean, for Pete's sakes, how lax do we get on stuff like this?
On one of your competitors last night, the clerk was on saying he thought the way to push turnout in local consolidated elections was to mail every single person that's a registered voter a ballot.
Okay.
Now,
well, that's
okay. I'm sorry, but I don't want people voting that don't do their research.
Well, wait a minute, Jim, you don't know if people are just harvesting stuff. I mean, they do that. I mean, if I have six ballots in my house and I drop them in a Dropbox, how do you know that I didn't just vote them? I mean, how do you know?
Well, unfortunately, I voted for the first time by mail this election cycle, and honest to God, I'll never ever do it again. I had to. Because I was stuck at home, so I had to vote, but I will never ever vote by mail again. I think it's egregious. My voter information is on the outside of that election ballot, so anybody in the Postal Service all the way down to the county clerk's office could see my signature, and all my voter information is right on the outside of the envelope.
You got to be kidding!
Publicly. It's ridiculous.
Why is that allowed?
I would never ever suggest that. I think it's the wrong way to go. Show up. You know, we had 2 weeks almost a week ahead of this consolidated election to vote early in several locations, and people did. I mean, if you look at the early vote totals, 3,521 people voted early at a number of sites. We had 9,448 that voted yesterday in the election. And so far, according to this latest tally, which was, well, who knows when it's actually been run, but the data that I'm looking at was 1,497 vote-by-mail ballots.
So if we get, for whatever reason, 10 ballots that swings a little bitty election, which I guess that's possible, particularly, I think there's...
Well, in Savoy.
Yeah.
I mean, you've got AJ Ruggieri and somebody else. Who's the other person? They're both tied at 380 votes.
So you could have a vote come in 4 weeks, they'd count it?
No. There is a statutory limit, and I think it's 8 or 9 days.
Okay. Well, then again, you could say, wait a minute, the Postal Service messed it up. Why should I be discriminated against voting if it's not my fault? I postmarked
it. If you're a candidate in a close election, I'm going to tell you, already start preparing for a recount.
Oh boy!
Because I'm frustrated. I mean, I'm beyond frustrated.
What's happening when we consolidate the offices? What is it? Recorder of deeds and all of that.
It consolidates power to one person, doesn't it?
Well, and the problem is that office was a positive to the county budget year after year after year. Has been run competently forever. And now you put it into an office that can't seem to do anything right in 2.5 years. I could go on for the next half an hour about all the problems in that office. Had a text from a school superintendent in my district. Their tax extension was wrong again, or their levy again. Has not been right since Ammons took office.
Okay.
I'm sorry. There's too much power in that office already. Why add, and they can't seem to do it. I mean, it's frustrating.
What was under the auspices of saving money? Is that why they wanted to consolidate?
My prediction is we will save less than $10,000, if that, when it's all said and done. Oh. I've already seen an org chart. There's no way he's going to save money. Because guess what? We have to set the salaries for the clerk's office here in the summertime, because you have to set it a certain amount. Statutory is you set it a certain amount of time before the election the next year. So whoever's running knows what their salary is going to be. I can almost guarantee you right as we talk today that Aaron Ammons is going to say, I need a raise because I've got more responsibility. There's going to be some of your savings gone. you're not getting rid of people. He's going to move. My prediction is he'll move the current recorder into a position to oversee the recorder's function.
What was the point then?
I mean, exactly. What was the point?
Yeah.
And I'm for smaller government. Good Lord. But the ballot question should have been, can we get that position away from elected and get it to appointed?
Mm-hmm.
Champaign County needs a complete overhaul in their county government. There are things that have to be recorded or elected, and that is the county clerk has to be elected, the treasurer has to be elected, and the sheriff has to be elected. Now, I do believe the county executive, since we have that form of government now, has to be elected as well. But these professional financial positions should be appointed. The auditor should be appointed. The recorder should be appointed. We need professionals in these jobs. We don't need a popularity contest. And that's what it's become.
You see the
taxpayers suffer. That's who suffers in this whole thing, is the taxpayers.
You have served on the county board. This is your first term. Are you running again?
No, this is actually I completed a term starting in 2017 to 2019. So my first election, or 2018, my first election was actually in 2018. And I come up for, my position comes up for re-election in 2022. And I term limited myself, and they knew that ahead of time. I think other people need to serve.
Well, wait a minute. What if we want you? Can I write you in and force you to serve? I can force you.
You can write me in, but it's not going to matter. I won't serve.
So what does that say? I mean, here we got a guy that's out there fighting and exposing some of the ridiculous things going on in our government. And, you know, obviously your blood pressure has definitely changed since 17. So what the heck? I mean, why would anybody do it?
Well, that's exactly right, Stevie. My point is, you know, you can't believe how, I mean, I get browbeat in meetings because I have the audacity to call out incompetency. And, I mean, I should just let these things slide. It's really not that big a deal. I'm making way too big a deal out of doing your job.
Hmm.
If I'd done my job for the first 2 years, this pathetically, I would have been fired. It's ridiculous.
Yeah. Jim Goss, Goss, G-O-S-S. Can people connect with you and rally you to continue your service? Or?
No, you cannot get me to run again.
How about pay you like tickets or anything? Nothing.
No, okay. It is not going to happen, Stevie. And honestly, listen, I'm always complaining, but you only complain when government does not work. And it has not worked. That's why I'm complaining. If you're hearing from me all the time, that's a bad thing. It should work almost seamlessly. I lived in this county, now this is my 27th year, and outside of about the last four, I have had nothing to worry about at the county government level. I've been to the county board twice before I started to serve because it functioned. When it doesn't function, that's a problem.
Mm.
And we got it going on at the state. Good Lord, look at the state. What a disaster it is. Had we not had Biden's bailout, we'd be looking at a completely different thing. But, you know, they just gave JB $200+ million to spend. And guess what? He won't fix a dang thing.
Yeah. Well, you could run for governor. It's a bigger deal, I guess.
Yeah. Against JB money? No, thanks.
There's only $18 billion in Pritzker money and six family members in the state. I guess that is a little tall. Listen, we really appreciate you, Jim Goss. Thanks for jumping on this morning, and we'll wait for the final of yesterday's election here, hopefully in the next few days.
Hey, thanks for having me, and I would say that races matter. Muhammad had very contested school board races, and it brought out the vote, and we set what's going to be a record for turnout
good
in
for
Muhammad.
You. Well, good
in
job.
A consolidated election. So
okay.
It does matter.
Yeah,
Your candidates matter.
No question. Thank you, Jimmy.
So, yep. Take care, everyone.
Jim Goss, county board member, Goss, G-O-S-S. 848.
Hey, could you tell me what aisle your car batteries are in?
Sure. I'll go grab one for you.
Here's your battery. It might be expired, but oh well. Also, the brand isn't that great, but it should work for at least a year or two, maybe. Anyways, I went ahead and charged you for it, and here's the battery. Okay, have a great day.
What just happened?
Sometimes good things are hard to find, but they're worth the wait. Make the trip out to Interstate All Battery Center at 2504 North Mattis Avenue and get all of your battery needs taken care of by the trusted professionals. Give them a call today at 355-4855.
Here's Scott Allen, manager of Paxton Hardware and Rental, to tell you about his store.
Well, I'll tell you what, we're just a nice small-town hardware store who really cares about our community and really cares about our customers. All we want to do is provide you with the best service we can, the best products we can, the best selection we can.
Paxton Hardware and Rental has everything you could need.
It's an awful lot, though. It's hard to keep it all straight sometimes, but we can find it for you.
Paxton Hardware and Rental, 217-379-3611.
You're going to get first-class, first-rate service for Paxton Hardware and Rental.
When you're looking for a business to work with, you choose someone local, someone who's terrific at what they do, a company that helps others in need in Champaign-Urbana, and a company that stands behind what they do. That company is Roof Doctors. Roof Doctors has been keeping the rain out for over 30 years. Randy and Tammy and their family work hard to not only make sure you're 100% satisfied by their work, but that they also strive to have a positive impact on Champaign-Urbana. Roof Doctors in Urbana, they make you their number one priority.
Quick sports headlines.
St. Louis Cardinals beat Miami 4-2 yesterday. They've got a 3-10 first pitch here on ESPN 93.5. Milwaukee blanked the Chicago Cubs 4-0 yesterday. They've got a 1-20 start to complete that series over on US 105.9. Chicago White Sox over Seattle 10-4. They've got a start at 3-10 this afternoon. Bulls over the Pacers 113-97. Minnesota and Indianapolis tonight at 6. The Blackhawks beat the Dallas Stars 4-2. Vegas is at St. Louis to face the Blues in NHL action tonight. Io DeSumo has decided to enter the draft, made that announcement yesterday. At this point, I think he's the number 222 prospect. The John R. Wooden Award goes to Iowa's Luca Garza. That's pretty much sports. The Masters are tomorrow in Augusta.
Par 3 competition today.
Nice.
That's so fun.
Mm-hmm.
8:51, your weather next.
Your lawn is an important investment. Let Spring Green take care of that lawn. Your local, family-owned and operated Spring Green has been committed to beautifying your neighborhood through quality service and professionalism. Spring Green's full program customers are backed by their guarantee of satisfaction. Smart Money Magazine reports that consumers value a home with a well-maintained lawn and landscape up to 11.3% higher than the base price. Why don't you call Spring Green today, 359-2111, or visit them at spring-green.com.
You have money laying all around your house. You just don't know it. And no, I don't mean selling your great-grandma's good china. I mean all the old metal items you don't want to use or get rid of. Don't pay someone to haul it away. Bring it into Max Twin City Recycling and get paid to have it taken off your hands. They love new customers and are more than willing to walk you through their process step by step. Come check them out at 2808 North Lincoln Avenue in Urbana.
Starting it over is what we do at Max Twin City Recycling.
Looking to remodel your kitchen with a brand new quartz or granite countertop? Look no further than Luther Falls Kitchen and Bath. I'm Jay Lehman, and when I needed a new countertop, I went to Luther Falls Kitchen and Bath. As a direct fabricator of quartz and granite countertops, they always beat the big box store in price. Luther Falls Kitchen and Bath is running specials for a new year that obliterate big box store prices. Visit their store located on North Madison, Champaign, or visit them online at lutherfalls.com. That's lutherfalls.com.
Summer is right around the corner. Make sure to stop into Game Day Spirit this spring and check out their great selection of Illini merchandise. Shop polos, tanks, crops, tees, and more, all from great brands such as Tommy Bahama, Champion, and Nike. With new styles arriving daily, there's something for every Illini fan. Shop at Game Day Spirit at the corner of Neil and Kirby in Champaign, 6th and Green in Campustown, or 24/7 online at GameDaySpirit.com.
Game Day Spirit, where Illini fans shop.
All right, here is your ESPN 93.5 3-day forecast from the National Weather Service.
The wind will increase, some gusts up to 30 miles per hour. A stray shower or thunderstorm could happen today. Otherwise, we've got sunshine now. Today's high 79, 57 our low this evening, with rain showers expected. We've got a morning showers in the forecast tomorrow with a high 64. The winds will kick up, 49 our low in the evening. On Friday, we're up to 71, down to 47. We're currently at 65 on ESPN 93.5.
time.
Okay. We will be listening for the Cardinals this afternoon. We'll be up about 2:15, I think, for pregame for St. Louis. The Cubbies will be up a little before 1:20, first pitch with Milwaukee. Baseball on US 105.9 with the Chicago Cubs. And the Cardinals live right here on ESPN 93.5.
We had a text in to 217-359-2255 on ESPN 93.5 about the day after the MLB pulled the All-Star game. They signed a deal with Communist China TV channel. That's from Tony in Villa Grove.
Yeah, you got a lot of money coming out of China. And if anybody's noticed, we can talk about this another time, but China's really flipping the whole woke thing on us. When we ask them about human rights violations, the atrocities over there, they talk about Black Lives Matters now. And how we're killing people here, and hopefully we get better with all that. And we have people internally that are eating that up and using that.
Yes.
China's pretty smart now. They know how to work our verbiage and work our language and work our society.
Kevin's saying, how can Ammons run the recorder's office if he can't even run his own office now? So thanks for that text in and your opinion.
Okay, we'll be back tomorrow. Do it again. Thank you so much, Diane.
Enjoy the day.
I'm Stevie J. We appreciate you very much. Thanks for listening. Talk to you in the morning. Have a great Wednesday.
Hi, I'm Troy Lands, owner of Lands, Inc. Your heating and cooling system works hard for you all year long to keep you and your family comfortable. That's why it's important to have it maintained and serviced regularly. Our techs are ready to help you with all your indoor air quality, humidity, and filtration needs. Visit LandsInc.com today for specials on a brand new train system for your home and to see for yourself why it's hard to stop a train. At Lands, Inc., our commitment is to you, the customer. I'm Troy Lands, and you can count on my company because you can count on me.
Hey kids, want to hear a scary story? It was a dark and stormy night, and suddenly, from out of nowhere, a noise. It was a company's hard drive failing after being struck by an IT disaster. Kids? Where'd you go?
It might not sound scary, but over 90% of small businesses fail within 2 years after being struck by an IT disaster. Let Area-Wide Technologies in Champaign design a recovery plan for you. Give them a call at 359-8041.
The Urbana Park District's hosting nature day camps in June, July, and August with the Anita Purvis Nature Center. All camps following COVID-19 safety guidelines. Nature camps for kids between 6 and 12. The camps run from 7:30 a.m. to 3 p.m. Extended day camps are available till 5:30. Scholarship assistance is available for people in financial need. Call for details at 217-367-1544 or visit urbanaparks.org. Urbana Park District, you belong here.
The question is simple. Why Sarah Champagne?
Because they have a simple philosophy. Put the customer first.
Why Sarah Champagne?
When you walk in, you are their guest.
Why Sarah Champagne?
Because they respect your time and understand what you want and need.
Why Sarah Champagne?
They carry Honda, BMW, Subaru, Buick, and GMC.
Visit today off Burwash and Savoy or online at sarahchampagne.com.
If you need professional painters, look no further than Fresh Coat Painting. Locally owned Fresh Coat Painters of Champaign handle interior, exterior, residential, and commercial painting jobs. No matter how large or small, they take care of it with a genuine smile and with utmost courtesy. And they offer contact-free estimates and same as cash financing. For a contact-free estimate, just go to freshcoatpainters.com. Stay local. Go with a professional painter you can trust. FreshCoatPainters.com.
It's Diane Ducey. I recently posted on social media about my weight loss profile developed by doctors. It takes the guesswork out of weight loss. It's simple and effective, and a certified health coach is with you every step of the way. If you put on some weight during COVID-19, I get it. You can take it off. Profileplan.com with the code DD. Call 217-403-9080 and mention Diane Ducey, or you can go to social media and look up Profile by Sanford in Champaign. Lose the weight and keep it off. Profile by Sanford.
Untangling your headphones, finding the right remote, saying goodbye to your favorite shirt that hasn't fit in 10 years. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who live in your community and answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like finding a new favorite shirt. That's simple human sense.
Auto Owners Insurance. Call Thomas and Ellis Insurance in Champaign today. 217-356-2400. Visit Thomas-Ellers.com today.
This is Starla Carr with Provident Financial Group.
There's no one-size-fits-all retirement plan. Finding the right plan for you depends on many factors. The good news is we can help you improve your retirement readiness, whatever your situation. Contact us today at 217-366-3456 or find us online at providentfinancialgroupllc.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network, member FINRA, SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
Allerton Equipment Repair is your trusted truck repair and service center in Central Illinois. Owner Chuck Bailey and his team of NAPA-certified mechanics have an extensive background in heavy-duty truck maintenance and repairs. They understand the importance of accurate truck diagnostics and fast, quality service for all types of repairs. Their team of mechanics are ready to work for you. Open Monday through Friday and Saturday by appointment. Give them a call at 217-834-3470. Allerton Equipment Repair. That's 834-3470.
Hey, where are you headed?
To Kelsey Furniture in Tuscola.
What do they have there?
What don't they have there? Living room furniture, benches, chests, love seats, sectionals, tables, bedroom sets, hutches, nightstands, end tables, cabinets, mirrors, stools, clocks, lamps, pillows, rugs, desks, media consoles, patio furniture, Tempur-Pedic mattresses, and more.
So, everything.
Yeah, probably could have just said that.
Kelsey Furniture, quality for less. You're